It's kind of a funny story. Honestly, it was kind of a funny story. No, the acting was not humorous, neither the situation that the characters had to go through, nor was the plot and the settings. No, the funny thing about this movie was how the characters could find humor in things that aren't humorous in the slightest. Take, for example, a 16-year-old who doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. Everything is being pushed on him, and he never has time to relax. His dad is pressuring him to try to enter summer school program that will look good on his college transcripts, and add the fact that his best friend Aaron is dating the girl he thinks he's in love with. This kid is lost, he's scared, he's stressed, and he's confused. This ultimately leads to him becoming depressed. I just explained the main character, Craig, played by Kyle Gilchrist, life. Craig hasn't figured out yet that he's just one person and he can't change the world, but he can do small things that can help it. The movie starts with a line. It started on a bridge, as Craig recounts a suicidal dream of his where he threw himself off the Brooklyn Bridge. However, this movie is not as serious as the first 3 minutes put off to be. Since he has become scared of what he might do to himself, he admits himself to a psychiatric ward, or is later corrected by Bob, played by Zach Galifianakis, is just a hospital. Craig proceeds to feel more alone than ever and has withdrawals about why he is there. He knows he isn't actually mentally ill like some of the other characters. He is just going through a stage in his adolescence that he doesn't understand. With some given time, he realizes that he isn't alone. Bob is there for him, and so is Noelle, played by Emma Roberts, who is also a teenager who feels lost and depressed. This movie's plot might be totally unrealistic and actually is quite fairytale-ish, but it does hit the heart. Through 5 days at the mental hospital, Craig finds out that he isn't as useless as he believes he is and that he can do things to help people. He also learns the meaning of friendship. I found it inspirational that he could overcome his fears and try to prove his worth to himself, but in real life, this is not a realistic scenario. The humor comes into this movie when Bob and Craig, whom consider themselves to be the normal people at the hospital, can joke about the situations they are in and discuss plans and hopes they both know that will likely never happen. The following clip is a conversation between Bob and Craig where Bob pretends to be Noelle so Craig can practice how to ask her out. This movie was well acted and showed that all people can become stressed and hold their emotions inside, which can lead to other problems. Though it is not completely plausible, this movie snuck into my mind and kind of pushed me to place myself in Craig's place. To me, that's what a good movie does. I would recommend this movie to everyone, if not for the subject matter or the acting, at least for the setting of the movie and the moral of how a person can find themselves by helping others.